भगवद्गीता 11.24 नभः स्पृशं दीप्तमनेकवर्णं व्यातानं दीप्तविशालनेत्रं दृष्ट्वा हि त्वां प्रवथितान्तरात्मा धृतिं न विन्दामि शमं च विष्णो. सो नभः स्पृशं, टचिंग द स्काय, दीप्तमनेकवर्णं. Deeptam is a glowing effulgence, aneka varanam, there are different colors in it. Vyatananam, Vyatananam means, Vyata is open, Ananam refers to mouths. Anana is mouth, Ananam is plural. Mouth, Deepta Vishala Netram. Netra is again eyes, Deepta Vishala. So describers are given of the eyes, they are large and they are effulgent. Drishtva hi tvam pravithitantaratma. On seeing you, O Lord, drishtva hi tvam pravithitantaratma. The word pravithita is coming thrice now. It had come twice. In the previous verse also it had come. So, antaratma is not just superficial fear. It is from the very deepest core of my being there is fear struck within me, Arjuna is saying. Drutim na vindami shamam ja Vishnu. And O Vishnu, I am not able to maintain my poise. I am not able to. Druti is steadiness or determination. Kam na vindami, I am unable to sustain my calmness, O Arjuna. O Supreme. So again, there are some repetitions and some first descriptions here. So, Nabha Sprisham, reaching up to the sky, that was mentioned earlier in Dhyava Prithivyordamantaram Hi, that was 11.20, that right from the earth to the sky, it is the universal form pervades, that same thing is stressed over here. Sometimes, when we see something very astonishing, we become either tongue-tied and are not able to speak anything. It's like, say, you know, say, when boys and girls are in the age of courting, at that time, if a boy sees a girl who captivates him, or the girl sees a boy on whom she feels a crush, then in their presence, their first meeting may be very awkward because their emotions, either shyness or excitement or fear, they may do something wrong. Whatever the emotions, those emotions overwhelm them. And when emotions overwhelm, two things can happen. One is that they just don't speak anything. Or sometimes when they speak, they repeat the same thing again and again. Oh, how are you? How are you? How are you? Did you eat this? Or did you go there? Oh, I am doing this. Sometimes people just repeat the same things again and again. Now, we may say this is mundane. That is true also. But the point principle is that we have our rational faculty and we have emotional faculty. And when the emotional faculty becomes too strong, at that time, the rational faculty becomes weak and either it stops or it doesn't function so effectively. So that could be the two reasons why there can be, that could be a reason when the emotions are too strong that we are not able to speak coherently, and that's why there is repetition. But there's another possibility that if something is very special and something is very noteworthy, then there is repetition for the sake of emphasis. So we know that we are told something. Hey, somebody has cooked some item very deliciously. Then we may tell it 3-4 times. You know, this was delicious, this was delicious, this was delicious. That may be because we just feel it's so important that it's worth repeating. So repetition does not always have to be a flaw. Repetition can also be an ornament. As it says in Sanskrit, in terms of an alliteration, it doesn't have to be a dushana. It can be a bhushana. Dushana means a defect. Bhushana means an ornament. So a repetition doesn't have to be. Repetition is an ornament. It doesn't have to be an impediment or a flaw. It is an ornament. And here, when Arjuna is repeating certain features, He's driving home through such repetition at a he's driving home at a subconscious level, because it's just they are so prominent that he's voicing them once again and again. So the fact that the universal form pervades all of the visible space around him. Nabha Spruṣam Dīpta Nekavaranam. So in this verse, the word Dīptak also comes twice. Dīpta Vishāla Netram. Vyātānanam Dīpta Vishāla Netram. Many colors, Varana had come earlier in Sanjay's description, and Arjuna is also repeating it over here. Now, Vyātānanam, the mouth being wide open. So it was indicated the mouth was open earlier also, when it was stated that Dīpta Hutāśya Vaktaram, that fire is coming out of the mouth. If the mouth is closed, what may come out is some smoke and some sparks. Even if a person is angry, some sparks may come out. But it is when the person's mouth is open that fire comes out. So that was also implied, but now it is made more clear. And further, when some very fearsome being has a mouth open, that also conveys a particular intent, the intent of destruction, consumption. That is also stressed, that is also conveyed through the imagery of Vyatananam, the mouth is open. Dipta Vishala Netram. So now the eyes large. Now eyes are often the most expressive part of the face of a person. And the way a person, say, blinks or moves or raises their eyebrows or just moves their eyes around, that conveys a lot about that person. And the eyes are large, they also contribute to the beauty of the person. Sundara Kundalananda Nayana Vishala. So in a song which describes Krishna's beauty, it is said that his eyes are large. So the large eyes can be a sign of beauty, and the large eyes can also be a sign of vigilance. And in this case, Dipta Vishal Netram, when it is said that the large eye, they are not only large eyes, but they are also blazing. That indicates angry vigilance. So for example, if say there are police forces who are in a particular city who are very careful about maintaining law and order in that city, especially during some important events. And yet, despite all the precautions, suddenly something goes wrong and a bomb explodes somewhere. So at that time, the police will be on high alert. So they will be angry that something has gone wrong, and their eyes will be alert. With their eyes full open, they will be looking for where is something has gone wrong, or whether things are right or not. So that kind of angry vigilance, that's what is conveyed over here when it is said that Vishala Netram, but also Dipta. So Dipta indicates angry. So Krishna's anger is definitely not towards Arjuna or Sanjaya. Krishna, when he's manifesting the Virata Rupa, he is expressing very clearly his intent to protect the Pandavas no matter what the cost, and his intent to destroy the Kauravas no matter what the cost. So the Virat Rupa, the revelation of the Virat Rupa is meant to convince Arjuna that actually there is no better course of action for Arjuna than to become an instrument of the divine. And of course, that same conviction was needed by Yudhishthira also after the Kurukshetra war. That is described in the Bhagavatam. But essential message is the same, the context is significantly different. Now, here, after describing this Dipta Vishal Netram, the effulgent large eyes, after that he stated that Drishtva hi tvam pravatitantaratma. Now for a kshatriya to admit that I'm feeling afraid, people will call them chicken people. Sometimes there can be no end to the teasing when a person who is expected to be heroic and fearless acknowledges fear. But Arjuna is in an extraordinary situation where he is getting a divine revelation. And that divine revelation is captivating as well as frightening. So it's natural that the fear is also a feature of the effect that comes on Arjuna. So Krishna resides in the core of our heart, and naturally the emotions connected with Krishna, they also come from the core of our heart. All the more so when we may not realize the difference in different kinds of brands or different kinds of waters or different kinds of foods initially, but as our tongue gets habituated to different kinds of food, we can understand, oh, this is this kind, that is that kind. So, like that, when, so for now, if we see a particular creature which looks predatory, you know, we may give certain food to that creature, and that way we expect that this animal will let me go away, and I won't be troubled anymore. But if there is no way to identify what the predator is, then it becomes very difficult to know what kind of offering to make to it or how to pacify it. And Arjuna sees such a fearsome form, he just loses his composure. And further, we'll see that he will make an inquiry, who are you? He says, you might ask a predator, hoping that the predator understands our language, that, you know, who are you, what can I feed you, what do you want, what can I, that way, we might be able to avoid or minimize the destruction and the damage. So here, dhutim navindami shamam cha Vishnu. So Arjuna, in one sense, another verse that comes in the last part of the verses, that he identifies that this is Vishnu. Earlier when he said, gadinam, gadikiritinam, gadinam, chakrinam cha, when he lists out the paraphernalia, much of which belongs to Vishnu, so that itself indicated that Vishnu that is present there, but that this universal form is actually manifestation of Vishnu. But here, although Arjuna is using the word Vishnu, he is trying to reconcile what his head knows with what his eye sees. You know, Vishnu is known to be an administrator, a loving God, and he is seeing here the Virat Rupa which is extremely destructive. So naturally that raises questions. What is this? And such questions will be addressed in the some of them in the future verses, especially regarding the Bhagavad Gita's context and purpose, and other questions at other times during the course of our scriptural study. But here, Arjuna gets to recognize that, you know, underlying the fearsome facade of whatever is with him, or the still there is a core that is good. So like that, some people may look bad on the surface, but internally they are good. So we too need to work similarly and complete things without letting ourselves get distracted by the appearance, which is fearsome, of the universal form.